you might like to turn in your Bible to the Gospel of John and chapter 1. And perhaps we can look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, we thank you for thy word. Thank you, God, that we can proceed in your grace, that we might have the understanding and the advantage of just being in your presence, in the light of your word, God. So deal with us. It's just us. In Christ's name, amen. You know, in our little exercise of late in 1 John, and in the process, the word is a lamp under my feet, a light under my path. So here's the Bible in front of you. What's the Bible going to do? The 66 books, what are they going to do? What's the purpose? John 5:39, you'll have to turn there. These are written if you want to search the scriptures. If you want to know me, search the scriptures. For they, the scriptures, are they which tell me, I'll tell you, they'll tell you about me. Who are you? I am the light of the world. I am the light for your darkness. I've given your word, give my word for you to see. See who? See God, who is light. That's who you need to see. You need light. God, where are we going to get it? From you. How are we going to get to you? From your word. Now, John, just to remind ourselves, our Lord Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us, verse 14. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God's wonderful, wonderful word God's given us. And so the 21 chapters of John have given us a wonderful, wonderful picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to believe. Now, having said that, verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him, he, the full of life, is the light of men, full of light. And John the Baptist is not that light, but he points to that light, sliding down. Verse 7, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 8, he was not that light, John the Baptist, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Behold, verse 29, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, said John the Baptist. Now, having said that, and the purpose, verse 18, that no man has seen God at any time. God is infinitely, awesomely invisible. That is, from our window, because we are not equipped to understand, to see and know and understand who he is. So therefore, our Lord God sent his Son in his image, the Word made flesh. Now, here's Adam and Eve, and here we are down the road, and we look out. If we look at kangaroos, we look at elephants, we look at dogs, we look at cats, we look at all the bird life, animal life, fish life. What do we find? There's nothing to relate to us. Us humans, we think, we worship, we do all kinds of things that they can't do. So we can't find ourselves in the creation. God, how are we going to know you, the invisible God? God sent his Son in our image so that we, John 20, what do you say? The Word became flesh and blood to be our Savior. I can understand and find now, not in the animals, but in him, I find myself human. Human hands, eyes, ears, nose. I find myself in him. I see him. Now he's going to help me, what? Verse 18, John 18, to get to God. Verse 18 again. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten of us, begotten, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared and explained him. So God, you're going to explain yourself in Christ Jesus. The scriptures are all about Christ Jesus. Why do I need that? Because, hang on, I need that. Now, having said that, as we did all this, John 21, chapters and all of it. Now, what are we doing? What happened? Peter, Paul, James, John, Thomas, what did they all do? They discovered what? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. All that they could see for 3 1/3 years, they could see it in Christ. They could see Christ, but they couldn't come to grips in their own heart with the reality that he was putting before them. It required Christ's death on the cross to make all of that possible. And he died so that what? That we would be able to relate, to know him in here, in our heart, in our head, to have a knowledge of God. God created us in his image and likeness to know him in a most wonderful, wonderful way. That's what God wants us to know. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, all that they didn't know became real to them. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, chapter 2, 1 through 3. The Spirit of God brought the wonderful person of Jesus Christ in all of his fullness into their heart, and they were saved. They not only were saved, they were saved in God's wonderful fullness to know him. It was an awesome thing, and they changed their lives. 1 John, as we've been looking at, is written for what? To help us to grab hold. So we just don't read 21 chapters of John. And we just don't do it. And that never go anywhere. Become whatever church goers, but not life knowers. Wow. Now, having said that little bit, so, and what did you make possible so that we could say in our heart that we could become, if you're still in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the power, the privilege to become sons, children of God, even to them that believe in his name. I am a child of my parents, father and mother. When I came to know the Lord as my Savior, I became a child of God. I have an earthly parent that got me here. I have an heavenly Savior who gets me there. So therefore, I have this awesome, wonderful privilege of knowing him and honoring him. And therefore, we need to go as children. We're related. Hang on to that. So how are we going to go and be children? How do you know? How do you know that's my father? Because if he was alive, how do you know if he was here? And if my father was here, I would say, here's all of these dear men and men. But you know what? He was my dad. He's my father. I got a whole dear, but no one's my father. He's my father. And I call him my father. He's my father. And not only that, I'm able to go, and he calls me his child, his son. That's what he does. Now, how do you know I'm related? Because of the fellowship. That's how you know I'm related. That's how you know you're related, by the fellowship. Without the fellowship, there's no way to realize the relationship. Do you understand? They belong. My Father. That's why the Spirit of God, you know all these things. Romans 8 and Galatians 4. What are you saying, Spirit of God, to me, to us? You say it present tense. What are you telling us? All the time. You're telling us to what? Appreciate the relationship. Say Abba, Father. Your Father, Hebrew, the Greek. Abba, Father, my Father. That's right. Your Father, it's the relationship is going to make the reality. Without the relationship, there's no reality. Doesn't mean you aren't saved. It doesn't mean you don't have any reality. Without the fellowship, how can we possibly have fellowship? We can't do it in the dark. We gotta have light. Where am I gonna find light? And we should all these things in light. Light. And if we take the light out, you just don't see. You're blind, period. And you don't see things. You see colors in the light. The light makes white, black, blue, green, all the colors the light does as it reflects. Perfect light, white, white. And then it reflects off of us. And we see us. No, we see the colors that we reflect. Now, it's true. It's a piece of wood. But I see the piece of wood. That's light. You have to have light to see. Otherwise, you're blind. You don't see. No matter how you cut the cookie, you just don't see. And blind people are looking to have light. We want to. God saves us. We're children of God, unsaved. We're in the dark. We're in the dark. We need light. Where am I going to get light? I can see this way, but I can't see the real world. I can see the physical world. I can't see the real world full of wavelengths and pictures and everything in the room. Wavelengths, electronically and otherwise. All kinds of things. I can't see them. Look, all kinds of the bacteria moving around. I can't see. No, I'm limited. I'm in the dark. I need help. God, I can't possibly see you, the invisible God, in the dark. I've got to have light. Hang on. Now, having said that, you can't have the fellowship. The fellowship requires light. And back over to 1 John. First Epistle of John. And in chapter 1. And you will note, we share together 1 John. And sliding down to verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, purpose, in order that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, most genuinely, indeed, truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Now here's the Apostle John, the last living apostle, as we shared, and he's enjoying a wonderful relationship that he has to God, and all the believers are sharing that same relationship. They have the fellowship, and the whole fellowship, where does it come from? What's the centerpiece? It's a fellowship with God. Why can't we just have it with each other? You can't have it with each other without God. Otherwise, we're in the dark. The dark. You got to have light. you have to include God. So what are you making clear of us in your word? You're telling us God is light, and you have to have fellowship with him by way of the Son, your Savior, by way of the Father that makes you part of the family. And you have to have fellowship with the Father and the Son. Light, light, so that you can have fellowship with each other in Christ. Otherwise, you can't have fellowship. We shared it apart from God. You can't do it. He's light. You're in the dark. It doesn't mean you aren't saved. It just means you don't have fellowship. You just don't have it. How can you possibly have it? There's no question. If I were to come down now and put some thing over your eyes and cover your eyes, totally cover your eyes, then I asked you to tell me what color something was, could you tell me? How could you possibly tell me? Because at that moment, your eyes are covered. There's no way for you to tell me the color. You have to have, take away the, so you can take away your hands so you can see. You have to be able to see. Otherwise, you can't see. No matter how you do it. It doesn't mean I'm not alive. It just means I can't see. And if I don't walk in the light as he is in the light, I'm in the dark. Period. You may be a whatever you are as a believer. You're still in the dark. Now, and verse 4, these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. So in the process, God, you're making it all known so that we can enjoy your wonderful person. So how can we enjoy? Now we shared all that. Remember, how can you possibly in the dark, reading, you read God's word without God in the dark, you got a whole lot of words, counted on joy, black and white print. There it is in the page. Black print. What is it? It's a bunch of words. Bunch of words. That's all it is. But, within the light, God, in the light, when I read, and you can read, these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. How can that be true? Because in the light, what do I see? What do you see? God has done a wonderful thing. He delighted to save you. He created you. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Do you ever look at yourself? God took time to create you. I have to tell you, that's wonderful. God took time to save you. Wow, that's what God did. And God's wonderful there. God is delighted to save you. God is delighted to give you himself and to all of the benefits and all of the awesomeness that you have when you came to know the Lord as your Savior. God made you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And that became, that isn't going to happen next month. It happened the moment you got saved, or else you weren't saved. You'd have to be when you got, God made you a new creature. Isn't that worth it? Happiness? Well, no, I look at myself. That's the trouble. That's the earthly. And God's trying to tell you, in the dark, all you see is the earthly. All you understand are the earthly problems, earthly everything. In the light, you see the earthly as it really is, but you also see your wonderful relationship to God in Christ. And he's delighted to be here and now as your Savior and Lord. He's delighted. Wonderfully, wonderfully delighted. God is one joyous. God is joy. God is light. Wow, you know that. We love him. Why do we love him? Because we let him love us. And when we let him love us, I'm being loved. And when I'm being loved, I love being loved. I love being loved. So I can say, I love God. I love God, who does all, makes everything work together for good. I love him. Why? He's loving me. Joy, God's wonderful, wonderful delight in saving me, saving you. Wow. Wow. God's delighted. No one else cares I'm saved. Who else cares I'm saved? I got a wonderful saved. Yeah, so what? So I get a wonderful job, or I just get a pay raise, or whatever it is. No. So I have to see it in the light. And in the light, God is delighted. Delighted to save me, to be my God and to be our God and Savior. And I need to see that. But I won't see it. I see the world. I really am what I am. The world is really what it is. And God is really who he is. I need to see it. I can't understand what I just said apart from the light. I got to have light in order to see, in order to understand. Now, in the process, the joy, I can't have it. So what are you telling me, God? Verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare we unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. There is no dark. God is light. There's no such thing as dark. God is wonderfully, wonderfully light. Now, just a little spot exercise for the moment. Go over with me to Acts chapter 17. And remember, we talked about dark and being blind. Now, what about the world lost in darkness? They can't see. They need to see. Well, if you're a seeker, a real seeker, or not someone just trying to religious, looking for a religious experience, no, something to confirm something, no. No, you're looking for God. If you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him. That's what he said. And even, now God, what about poor people in dark, dark, terrible conditions where the world has no church, no Bible? What are you going to do? God, the middle of the Sahara Desert, how am I going to get saved? God, there he is out there in the Sahara. And there's God right in the middle. Chapter 17, verse 27, that they should seek the Lord, if happily, if then indeed, they might feel, grope, like a blind person. Remember, can't find, he has to feel to where he is because he can't see. But if they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel, grope after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. So God, what are you going to do? In the world of darkness and blindness and death, if the heart will seek you, even they in that look like hopelessly, there's no way to get any light. If you keep seeking, God said, I'll give you light. You keep seeking in the dark, you'll find me, even in the dark. If you seek me with all of your heart, you'll find me. Now, back over if I can, over to John, Gospel of John, and chapter 8. Here's Israel. Israel said, we know you. We say we're in the light, but you aren't in the light. So here's the Gospel of John. Picking up, please, in chapter 8, verse 33. 8:33. I'll even read verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be of Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free. In other words, we're free already. We know already. We know. We're legitimate children. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever." In other words, God's able to save, but you say you're a son. It's sliding down. Verse 37. I know that you are Abraham's seed. I know you're Jews, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. No light. No place for the word, no light. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. And they answered and said unto him, Abraham be our father. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now seek ye to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God, and this did not Abraham. Abraham didn't do this. God, I'm telling you, I'm doing what Abraham didn't do for you. Therefore, verse 41, you do your deeds of your father. They said, then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Okay? And God. But we're in the dark. But we think we're going to talk about our relationship to God as in this case. But we don't have a relationship to God, even though we're going to use it. Verse 42, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. My word gives you light, but you don't want my word. You aren't listening to me. Therefore, 44, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. For he was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks, he speaketh a lie. He speaketh of his own. For he is a liar, and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. So here's the Jews. But we're in the light. We're in the light. We're in the know. We love God. You can't. You're in the dark. You're in the dark. Otherwise, in God, God is light. In him is no, a double negative, no. In him is absolutely no darkness. Psalm 139. In Psalm 139. And you will note, if I may, in verse 7, this is David's wonderful sense of God. I'll read it. Verse 7, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? How do I get away from you, God? Where can I hide? Like Revelation 6, there'll be no place to hide. The world would love to hide from God in the tribulation, but they can't. There's no place to hide from God. But chapter 139, Psalm, verse 7, verse 8, if I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the earth, even there, shall my hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. I'm going to go. I'm trying to hide in the dark. But when I go in the dark, 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 hell prepared for devils and angels in outer darkness. But the darkness is just the full awareness that you can't see, that you're lost, you're dead in sins, and you're aware of it forever. No recovery, no recovery. But in the darkness, you're very conscious of God, because there is no darkness to God. Therefore, picking up, please. 11, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee, God. Now, there's nowhere to go. No. So back over if I can. If I can, on your way back to John, a stop in John chapter 8, on your way back, and remind yourself, if you can, if you would, John chapter 8. God, remember, I am the God incarnate, the Word become flesh. The life of the light, the life is the light of life. If I can, chapter 8 and verse 12, picking up, as you know, our Lord says it directly. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. There's no way for you to be with me, said God, and be in the dark. You can't possibly, looking to me, and be in the dark. You're children of light, even though you want to act as if you can't see, and you cover your eyes, but you can't get away with it. You're children of light. Now, and if you're going to, I am the light of the world, there's no way. John chapter 12, next door. On your way, stop at John chapter 9. If you didn't get, move that fast, just to see it. Here's this fellow born blind. If I may. Verse 2, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind, couldn't see? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. In other words, God allowed him to be born blind. The parents didn't do it. God did it. How come we're born a certain way? God does it. God does it. It's true we get all our genetic stuff in that, but God does it. One person's one thing, another person's another thing. They all got something, but we're all part of the system. Therefore, John chapter 9, and if I can, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Now verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. As long as I'm walking around the street and Peter, James, and John, and Thomas are with me, they're in the light. They're enjoying, they're with the light. When you come to know the Lord as your Savior, God brings Christ into your heart, the light that you need, the relationship, and you have to practice the relationship, fellowship. If you don't practice the relationship, you can have 10,000 people around you. It doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. They're all there. They're all part of the club, but they're there. But none of them are saved. It's a bunch of dead people, like the scripture said. The sanctuary of the dead, all coming dead people. They don't have any light. Therefore, over if I can, chapter 12. Chapter 12, please. Picking up, if I may, sliding along, verse 34. 12, 34. I am the light of the world. The Jews rejected the light, therefore they're in the dark, even though they tell you they're not in the dark. They're not in the dark. What I believe is good enough and makes me to see. But you really don't see, see? All people have what they're believing. And that what you're believing gives you sight? Oh, no, it doesn't, but you say it does. And that's what you're counting on. You're counting on your understanding to make it. And your understanding, you're in the dark, trying to figure it out. Chapter 12, verse 34. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Has to be crucified." Verse 35. Then Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. I am the light of the world. Walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goes." You don't know whether you're going. You don't know where you're going. Now, therefore, verse 36, while you have light, believe in the light, that you may be children of the light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. Verse 37, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Verse 38, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, "Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?" God, what were they to do? Here's the Lord Jesus going to the villages. Here he is talking in the temple. You have light. Light's in front of you. If you don't receive the light, you're going to be in the dark. And pretty soon the light's going to be gone. And when the light's going to be gone, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in awesome trouble. Now, having said that, is the light being gone and all disappeared, what's going to happen? And God's going to go, and you know what's going to happen in over to Luke, I think, Luke chapter 21. Luke 21. And you know what's going to happen because they don't want to believe. They don't want to believe. Luke 21, sliding over to verse 24. Now I'm going to read verse 23 for a little context. But woe unto them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. We see, the Jews said, we see, but they don't. Verse 24. They shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. In other words, Titus is going to destroy the city. Destroy it. You said you're in the light, but you aren't in the light. You don't see the light. And judgment is darkness. And like it says in Jeremiah, as we've studied, the darkness will become gross darkness. If you don't get into the light, the darkness will get darker and darker, and your heart will get set. I leave God out. I've closed the Bible, put away the Bible, threw away the Bible. I put away God without the Bible, how am I going to get to God? How am I going to understand? I have opportunity, but I don't take it. And so my darkness gets darker and darker and darker. I have no light. Well, now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, if you were the light, so all is to be seen in the light and by the light, and we're to be children of light in a most wonderful, wonderful way. Therefore, we shared together that we have to, I'll do that part at least again, over to Ephesians. And picking up in Ephesians with children of light and chapter 5, you'll note chapter 5, verse 8, "For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you the light in the Lord, and walk as children of light." And just so you lock that in again, over to chapter 4, and in verse 17, "This I say, therefore, brethren, testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart." They don't believe. They don't believe. They need to believe. Now chapter 5, verse 8, "You were sometimes darkness, but now you are light." Now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Walk as children of light in the light. That's what you're to do. And do so. Sliding down, chapter 5, in verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Judge. Darkness is wrong. Darkness is bad. Sliding down, verse 14. "Wherefore, he saith, awake, thou that sleepest." And we shared that last time again. What? Wake up. Wake up. When you're waking, when you're sleeping, your eyes are closed. You don't see. You need to wake up. Open your eyes, Romans 13. Wake up. Open your eyes so you can see. You can't close them and make believe it isn't so. It is so. Everything is really what it is in the light. The light makes everything what it is so you can see it. So we can't kid ourselves about anybody, anywhere, anyhow, because we're in the light. Everything is in the light. So we see in the light in God's wonderful, wonderful grace. Now, over to 1 Thessalonians. And in 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 5, stay awake. In verse 5, chapter 5, verse 5, "You are the children of the light." That's right. "And the children of the day. We are not of the night. We were, but we aren't. Nor of the darkness. It was. We were in the dark, but we have light. Therefore, let us not sleep. Wake up, as do others. But let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the sleep in the night, in darkness, they don't see. Everything's happening, but they don't see it. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of hope, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us wonderfully to wrath, but to the obtaining of salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him." God's wonderful, wonderful outworking in his most wonderful way. And therefore, we got an old nature. Our old sin nature dominates our life, because that's what we're used to. We're born with it. We have it. And we have to understand and overcome it. How can I overcome it? I have to look to God. God does a wonderful thing and saves us as we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. When he saves us in his most wonderful, wonderful way, he brings light into my life. He brings Christ. And I see that I'm a sinner. I see that I need to be saved. I understand I needed to be saved. I understood I had no relationship to God. I'm not going to kid myself like the Jews that were children of Abraham. I'm a child of a human race, but I'm not saved. I need to be saved. God died for the human race to be saved. So therefore I'm going to look to God, walking in the light as he is in the light and not in the darkness at all. Now, having said that, we're going to do it by means of faith. That's what we're going to do. Walk by faith, walk by means, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Walk by means of faith, not by sight. So we don't want to do it by sight. by sight is this way in the dark. I want to do it in light. I'm in the same room, but I have light different. I could be in the same room with all the lights out in the dark. But I've chosen. Shall not be saved. I need to walk in the light as he is in the light, since we know him as our Savior. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, over to Hebrews. And in Hebrews, you'll recall, Hebrews chapter 4. And you'll recall God's wonderful, wonderful grace. What are you saying? Chapter 3, verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. That is, to God's wonderful saving grace and rest. Chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering in to his rest, God's rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Why? For unto us, Peter, James, Paul, unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Why not? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They heard the words, they needed to believe them, but they didn't believe them. So the problem, they never had. They didn't believe what they read. I am the light of the world. And he that walketh with me walketh in the light, not in the darkness. Sliding down to verse 9. If there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, they do it by faith. But they didn't do it. They didn't believe. Verse 10. He that has entered into his rest, God's rest, remember, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. On the seventh day, God rested. He didn't do any more. He isn't adding one dot to what he did. All his creation, the stars, I'm going to do a thing in whatever, one picture from the John Webb space slip up there off of Mars, shooting picture, all the different pictures. Here's one picture looking at a galaxy. And you know what it says under the galaxy? The screen. I have no idea. Do you know how far that galaxy is from the Earth? 275 light years away. 275 light years away. 1,800 light years. Maybe 1,000. I know what it was. It has to be 1,000. I said, how could you possibly know that kind of distance of light years? I don't know how they do it. They probably have a long ruler and they do it. I don't know what they do. That's awesome. God threw the universe out like this. And what are they? They aren't talking about 2 trillion galaxies. They're talking about, and they aren't talking about millions and millions. They're talking distance to what they're seeing. Light years, hundreds and miles, light years away. God just did that. That helps you with our little thing we're doing on Wednesday. My cup runneth over. God said, listen, I don't do anything. Everything I do is little. But I want you to know everything that's little is beyond your imagination. I made the universe, the finite. I made the universe with all this galaxy, just like this. It's only a dot to me, said God. To you, it's forever. Yeah. God said, my cup runneth. I don't want to get sidetracked. Anyway, we got the idea. Now, picking up, please, in verse 4, my point, a point. Our God did from his. He rested. Therefore, verse 11, let us labor to speed. It means speed, make haste, zeal, mean business, mean real, walking in the light. Let us labor, speed, zeal, roll up your sleeves with earnestness. Therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any of you should fall after the same manner, example of unbelief. Wow. God said, listen, are you going to let it all go? God is light, and him is light. And what you did all that you did in a most wonderful way to save us in a marvelous way. So what are we doing? We're walking in the light, walking in the light. And God, what are we doing? We're supposed to enjoy. God, I can't possibly know all the stuff that you are doing right. You've already done it. You're resting in it. And all I have to do is let it, Ephesians 2:10, work itself in my little life and our little lives. That's what we have to do. Work out that which I see. I'm delighted in doing it. Our journey through earth in the dark. Make sure you do in your journey in the valley of the shadow of deep darkness. Make sure you understand God's with you. And you're in the light. So in the dark, stay in the light. You know the picture of the artist. The artist painted a great picture of a forest and everything, little cottage in the middle of it and all of that. And he did all of that. And then you look and look at that, a wonderful painting of everything. But when you look at it, it's dark, dark, the forest at night. Wow. Now, what are you going to do? Mr. Artist, he took his brush and put a little yellow dots in the window. And all of a sudden, the picture, all of a sudden, the painting stood out in the darkness. Here's this little house lit up in the darkness. Here's a little life at school, at work, down the street, a little life in the darkness. That's what God did. Didn't get very far. I hope you got a little bit. I don't want you to miss this. If you miss it, you could be like you do and have the next 10 years if the Lord tarries, and you're going to go nowhere. If you don't understand, you need to be in the light. And there's no sense in talking about every truth, scriptures, if you aren't going to see it in the light. Otherwise, we got a whole lot of verses memorized and written out, and the notebook's full, and it's all dark. You need to see it in the light. Truths need to be full of life. The life of the light. The light makes for life. The life makes for light. Life. I need to see. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I need to see that. I need to understand that. In the light, not in my darkness. Do you understand? Otherwise, you're going to. We got a whole lot of Bible teaching that doesn't give you any light. You need light. Makes a difference. I gotta quit. Our Father and God, we thank you for your grace and kindness. And God, we just try to, what can we say, get after each other to try to help us so that we see the simplicity, the marvelousness, so that we can count it all joy. So God, we can see. We see, oh, we got the earthly part. God, at the same time, we need to see the heavenly part. We need to see your part. We got it from our human father, and now we need to get it from you, our heavenly father. God, we need to understand earthly, heavenly. And in the midst of the earthly is the heavenly, and in the midst of the heavenly, we live in the earthly. So God, you got to help us, and we got to be in the light, or it's God, so help us in every way. May everyone each know you as their Lord and Savior for real. and our God will thank you in and for everything. In Christ's name, amen.